You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
This is your host, Nicole Bruno of Caring Connections. Today I'm going to be talking to Laura Bradbury, Master in Social Work, Grief Counselor for Horizons Grief Center, a division of Hospice of Wake County. And today we are going to be talking about how to survive grief during the holidays. Welcome, Laura.
Hi, thanks for having me here.
I'm excited to talk about this topic because, as we all know, the holidays are definitely upon us, and this really can be a very sad time for people who have lost loved ones recently or even reflecting on all the loved ones they've lost throughout life. Mm-hmm. You've brought through with you some of the top 10 things that people should realize about grief during the holidays that perhaps they do not give thought to frequently. And these specifically have to deal with how to support a person who's going through the grieving process. And one of which is follow up after the holidays to check in. And I think that's a great idea.
Sure. A lot of people might be really attentive to their friends during the holidays, sure. But that there can be a letdown that occurs after the holidays, after the busyness has passed.
And I think that's true just for any of us.
Absolutely.
I know I feel like after all the holiday season comes and you sort of get those February doldrums, it's kind of like, okay, now what do we do for the next few months? It's
yeah.
very, very, even just when you're not grieving.
Absolutely. And for a grieving person, that can be really magnified.
I would tend to agree. How about remember that you don't need to fix it? What does that mean?
Well, for a lot of people have an instinct to make their friends feel better. If you are trying to support a person who is grieving, it can be hard to sit with their pain mm-hmm. and to sit with their sadness. And our instinct is to say something or do something that will make them feel better. And
yeah.
it's important to remember that grief is a process.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a problem that needs to be fixed,
mm-hmm.
but it is something that needs to be worked through.
Mm-hmm.
And as a friend, one of the most meaningful things you can do to help somebody work through grief
mm-hmm.
is to simply be there to support them.
I know earlier in my social work career, I got a great lesson from a woman who was going through grieving, and I said, "Oh, it's going to be okay."
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me and said, "It's not okay right now." And I just, as a young social worker, looked back at her, and I had no idea what to say.
Yeah.
So it can be hard,
mm-hmm.
definitely, to do that, because you just want to fix people.
You want to fix people, and we all have that instinct to help people feel better.
The last one I wanted to bring up before we sort of get onto the nuts and bolts of the show is remind the person that you were thinking of him or her and the loved one who died.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes people are afraid to bring that up, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. People don't want to make somebody feel sad, or they don't want to cause somebody to cry or
mm-hmm.
or to be tearful, and so they just choose to avoid the topic altogether, which I think sends a message to the grieving person that it's not okay to talk about their loved one, that it's not okay to share those memories with friends or family members. So simply speaking that person's
mm-hmm.
name and reminding your friend that you are thinking of them and their loved one can be really valuable.
I think that's great advice. So what type of services and support for grieving people does Horizons Grief Center offer around the holidays for people in the Triangle area?
Well, we recognize that the holidays can be a very difficult time for many grieving people.
Mm-hmm.
The holidays are a time of added stress and pressure for anybody.
Yeah. And everybody.
Yeah. And so to combine that extra stress with the stress and distress that mm-hmm. comes with grief can be really difficult. So we offer a few workshops that people can attend to help them prepare for the holidays. We have a holiday grief workshop, which mm-hmm. is a one-time session that's open to any member of the community. Mm-hmm. And this year we're offering three different times for that. We have two sessions at our Hospice of Wake County office in Raleigh. One is on November 18th and the other is on December 9th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Okay. And again, those are open to any member of the community.
So you don't have to have used your services
in
the past?
No. Okay. You can, anybody who has experienced the loss and honestly, anybody who would like to know how to support others who have experienced the loss can come and find valuable information.
Great.
And then we'll also be offering, we're trying to reach out to a broader spectrum of people, so we'll also be offering that same holiday grief workshop in our Harnett County office.
Wonderful, wonderful. That sounds great. So what exactly makes the holiday season so hard for grieving people? I mean, I guess it might sound self-explanatory, but what are the mechanics of that? What does that look like?
Well, that's a good question, and it can be hard to understand, but the holidays, for many people, for many families, they're a time of added togetherness mm-hmm. and bringing families close together, bringing people to one another who maybe aren't together throughout the year, makes it all that more obvious that somebody is missing from that unit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, togetherness makes that void more evident to people, and that can create added sadness. It can mm-hmm. create added stress. In addition, the holidays may be a time of reflection for people where they're mm-hmm. where they're thinking about past traditions
yeah.
or looking at photographs, coming together, mm-hmm. doing things that they may have done in the past, and having a loved one be absent from that scenario
mm-hmm.
can be really painful.
Definitely. You're taking on tasks that you never had to do before because loved one always did those things.
Exactly.
For you,
so. Exactly.
I'm sure. So what are some examples of ways that we could actually support, you know, say I had a loved one who was grieving around the holidays? What could we do?
Well, a big thing is to just recognize that the holidays will be different this
mm-hmm.
year, that the holidays for your friend will not be the same as they were before. Be sensitive to their changing needs.
Mm-hmm.
What they may have in past years had the energy to do or mm-hmm. have gotten excited about may be different now. They may want to change some traditions. They may want to do things differently. So I would say the big thing is to recognize the change that has occurred and be aware of that and be sensitive to it.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here today with Laura Bradbury, Grief Counselor for Horizons Grief Center, a division of Hospice Wake County, talking about how to survive grief during the holiday season. And we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and I'm here today with Laura Bradbury, Grief Counselor for Horizons Grief Center, a division of Hospice of Wake County, talking about how to survive grief during the holidays. Welcome back.
Hi, it's good to be back.
Okay, so we were just talking a little bit about now, how to support a friend or a loved one during the grieving process and, you know, to always extend invitations, but not to have our own personal feelings hurt during the process
yeah.
because that first year or years are very difficult for
exactly.
those individuals going through grief. So let's just say, you know, my friend is grieving and I don't know what to say to help them. What are some things I can say to them? And what are some phrases I should avoid?
Question. Again, probably the most important thing to recognize is just to be present. You know, try not to worry too much about saying the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a friend and if you are sincerely concerned for your friend, that will come out. That said, there are a few phrases that it can be helpful to
avoid.
To avoid.
For example?
Try to stay away from any phrases that minimize the loss that the person has experienced. An example of that I hear pretty regularly is, well, it was all part of God's plan, or it was all things happen for a reason.
They lived a good long life.
They lived a good long life. Exactly. All of those are, they may be true, and they may be something that would be helpful to you if you were to hear them. But for a person who is grieving, I've worked with many grieving people, and we've compiled lists of the most unhelpful things that people have said to them.
You should write a book and publish that list. The most offensive things you could say to a grieving person.
Yeah. So, and the reason that those are hurtful is because they do minimize the pain that the person is feeling. Mm-hmm. And another thing to avoid is any phrase that suggests that the person ought to be grieving in a different way, yeah, or ought to be further along on this, yeah, grief experience.
Yeah.
An example of that might be something like, "Well, it's time to move on," or,
"Oh, wow,
you just need to get back to normal."
Yikes.
And those
give me goosebumps just hearing those.
Yeah.
People aren't saying them to be. They just don't. I think people just feel awkward.
Exactly.
They
come from a very well-meaning place,
yeah,
but are not always well-formed or well-thought-out.
And I think another thing too, people just feel very awkward about the silence.
Mm-hmm.
We always want to fill, mm-hmm, everything with, especially awkward or emotional situations, with talk.
Yeah.
Or eating.
Yeah, that too.
and I think sometimes, just like you said, being present, and mm-hmm, it's okay just to be silent.
Yeah, and many grieving people appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Grieving people don't always need to talk.
Yeah.
Sometimes they need space, or, yeah, they may need to be with somebody but not talking.
But quietly, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So let's turn the page a little bit here. What about ways, if I'm a grieving person, that I can honor a deceased loved one during the holiday season?
There are all sorts of different ways that people can do this. And this is something that I really believe in myself, that it can, mm-hmm, one of the parts of the grief journey that many people try to find is a way that they can stay connected to their loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be through sharing pictures, through journaling, or through writing letters, things like that. There are many ways that people can, mm-hmm, can do that. A few examples that I have heard that have been really meaningful have been lighting a candle. If you're sitting down for a holiday dinner, for, mm-hmm, example, and it's quite obvious that somebody who would otherwise be there is missing from that picture, and taking a moment to acknowledge that absence,
mm-hmm,
and maybe doing something to honor that person. I had a family who shared that they had lit a candle and actually placed it on that person's seat at the table,
yeah,
on his plate. And that was really lovely and really meaningful to them.
Mm.
We also, Horizons Grief Center also offers a few services of remembrance. We'll have one next week at Divine Street United Methodist Church in Dunn. It's on Sunday, November 10th. And that's a service for anybody to come out to share. We'll be having a butterfly ritual that they can use to remember their loved ones. And then we'll be doing something similar in our Raleigh office the first week in December, where people can come and light a luminary that are available for purchase to honor their loved ones.
So I guess, and those seem like such lovely ideas. Do you find that sometimes people are sometimes reluctant to do those, like the lighting of the candle at the dinner place? Do they feel like it's going to put a damper on the holiday for everybody else who might be around the table? Like, how do you,
yeah,
help a person to get to that point where they feel like they can do that?
The concern that many grieving people have shared has been that what you just, mm-hmm, said, that they don't want to put a damper on the, mm-hmm, holidays. They don't want to be perceived as a downer.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's a good way.
And I don't really blame them. The holidays are a time when this extra level of cheer is expected.
Yeah,
and when you don't have that, it can be hard. So any advice I would give would be to communicate that ahead of time to family members, to, mm-hmm, say, we are going to take a few minutes to honor these people who have gone before us. And it doesn't have to be sad,
mm-hmm,
but if it feels a little sad, or if you have a little bit of an emotional reaction to it, that is also okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That can be helpful. That preparation and communication ahead of time to let people know what to expect can be a helpful tool.
And I think that brings me to another question I have. Why is it important to plan for the holidays? Case in point right there.
Yeah. A lot of, that future planning can really limit the stress and anxiety that may come with the holidays. A lot of times people who haven't given it much thought, grieving people who haven't, mm-hmm, given the holidays much thought, may find themselves really caught off guard,
mm-hmm,
by some of some of the grief triggers that they experience. And so taking some time, maybe right around, you know, this time of year as we're approaching the holidays, to think about what kind of triggers you may have, or what kind of things may spark a grief reaction, mm-hmm. and how you might manage that time, mm-hmm. can be a helpful way of shrinking that stress down a little bit.
I have a sort of acquaintance of mine who lost a child, mm-hmm. A year ago or so. And she's journaling in a public blog type forum, mm-hmm. and she was so surprised how upsetting Halloween was for her this year.
Just
seeing all the costumes out and the houses decorated, and you know, what am I going to do about trick or treaters this mm-hmm. year? And even just the symbolisms of death with the tombstones on people's.
Yeah.
So everywhere she turns, she just thinks about her child. Mm-hmm. That must be so difficult.
Yeah, it is. And while there is nothing that can really make her feel better during mm-hmm. this time, she can by recognizing that it is a hard time, mm-hmm. and by setting aside time and space to feel that grief and mm-hmm. to go to that place, that can be a helpful way of getting through.
Well, we are going to take a quick break. I'm here today with Laura Bradbury, grief counselor for Horizons Grief Center, Division of Hospice Foy County, talking about how to survive grief during the holidays. We will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM, WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and I'm here today with Laura Bradbury, social worker and grief counselor for Horizons Grief Center, a division of Hospice of Wake County. Okay, so we've just been talking about, you know, some of the things that people feel when they're going through the grieving process during the holiday season, and we've been talking about how to honor loved ones during the holiday season that have since passed. What about ideas for grieving people? How can they take care of themselves?
That's a great question. There are a few different ways that grieving people, well, many different ways really, that grieving people mm-hmm. can take care of themselves. And a big thing is, like we've talked about, preparation, mm-hmm. kind of thinking in advance about what may be extra hard this year, and finding ways to work around those things. One thing that I've heard can be very helpful is to communicate your needs ahead of time. Mm-hmm. For example, if you are invited to a holiday party and you're choosing to go, it might be helpful to go by yourself, mm-hmm. and that way you have an exit strategy. Mm-hmm. If you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, or if you're ready to leave before your friends are ready mm-hmm. to leave, you can gracefully exit without drawing a lot of attention to yourself.
Sure. Yeah.
And along that same line, it can also be helpful to let the host or hostess of whatever event you are attending, let them know that, you know, I'm going to come to this and I'm going to enjoy myself, or I'm hoping to enjoy mm-hmm. myself. But if I do have to leave early, know that it's
not you.
Mm-hmm. Know that it's just part of my process, and it's part of what I'm going through. And that can be helpful. Grieving people around the holidays, another thing they tend to worry about is drawing a lot of attention
sure.
to themselves and
sure.
their issues, or being the downer at the
right.
at the holiday party.
Right.
So preparing ahead of time for that is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, from an internal place, just remembering to manage your expectations mm-hmm. this year. Recognize that this year it will be different. Mm-hmm. Try not to put too much pressure on yourself to, you know, you may have in the past been the one who was hosting the parties, or mm-hmm. who was doing all the holiday cooking and having
sure.
all the events. And recognize that this year may not be the year for you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And recognize also that it doesn't have to be that way forever, that
mm-hmm.
you can give yourself a little bit of extra time and space to get your tasks done,
mm-hmm.
and in future years you may get back to the way that you've celebrated the holidays
sure.
previously.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Laura, for joining us today for this episode of Caring Connections. If you have any additional caregiving questions, you may email them to caring@1360wchl.com. And it was a great pleasure to have Laura Bradbury here, grief counselor for Horizons Grief Center, a division of Hospice of Wake County. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Thank you.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring at 1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.